现在请讲。Mr. Chair, a world free of nuclear weapons and free from the threat of nuclear war through complete prohibition and thorough destruction of nuclear weapons is in the common interest of humanity. Non-nuclear weapon states fulfill obligations not to develop or acquire nuclear weapons, so they deserve the right not to be threatened by nuclear weapons. NWS providing legally binding security assurances to NNWS is conducive to maintaining global strategic stability, reducing risks, and advancing nuclear disarmament. China has submitted a working paper on NSA and hope that the PREPCOM will have an in-depth discussion and include the relevant propositions in the outcome document. First, the CD should start substantive work as soon as possible on concluding an international legal instrument on not using or threatening to use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear weapon states or nuclear-free zones. Pending conclusion of such instrument, all nuclear weapon states should make public statements undertaking not to use or threaten to use nuclear weapon states against non-nuclear weapon states or nuclear-free zones at any time and under any circumstances. Second, nuclear weapon states should support the efforts of establishing nuclear-free zones, respect the legal status of nuclear free zones, sign and ratify relevant treaty protocols, and take concrete measures to implement relevant safety assurances. Relevant parties should support the establishment of a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other WMD and sign the protocol to the Treaty on the Southeast Asia Nuclear Free Zone as soon as possible. Nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states should all refrain from actions that would undermine or jeopardize the position of nuclear-free zones. Third, all nuclear weapon states should reduce the role of nuclear weapons in their national and collective security doctrines, abandon the deterrence policy based on the first use, refrain from tailor-making nuclear deterrence policy against certain countries, or listing any country as a nuclear strike target. They should lower the alert status and not target any country with nuclear weapons under their control. China proposes that the P5 negotiate and conclude a treaty on mutual no first use or issue a political statement in this effect and has submitted relevant working paper. Fourth, relevant nuclear weapon states should abandon the nuclear sharing arrangements and extended deterrence by withdrawing all nuclear weapons deployed abroad, pending achievement of which relevant NWS and NNWS should implement transparency of their arrangement and clarify whether they violate the obligation under NPT Article 1 and 2. In the meantime, in the context of concluding the international legal instrument on NSA, the international community should in-depthly discuss the rights and obligations of those nuclear weapon, non-nuclear weapon states participating in sharing and extended deterrence. Chair, China undertakes not to be the first to use nuclear weapons at any time and under any circumstances, and unconditionally commits not to use or threaten to use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear weapon states and free zones. 30 years ago, we already tabled the draft treaty on no first use to the other four nuclear weapon states, and since then have been encouraging the commitment to no first use on the bilateral or multilateral basis. We support the CD to start substantive work on concluding an international legal instrument on NSA and is open to any proposals and measures that would help advancing the NSA topic. We have signed and ratified all relevant protocols to treaties, nuclear free zone treaties, including Latin America, South Pacific, Asia, and Central Asia, and respect Mongolia's nuclear weapon free status. China stands ready to take the lead in signing the protocol to the Treaty on the Southeast Asia Nuclear Free Zone and will make unremitting efforts to properly address the issue of NSA together with the international community. Thank you, Chair.